sunny today. A good day to get out and go for a walk. See people walking their dogs and just getting out. Is this the time where people sort of take the deep breath and think, I'm going to exercise? Or is it when they start putting on the lighter clothes, they think, I need to exercise? I'm not quite sure what's the rationale behind that. But we've got with us this morning, as we have every month, the members of the Lorain County General Health District, and health educator Katie Bevan joins us this morning.
Good morning. And
thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Today we're talking about the Fit Walks. Outdoors. Get out of those indoor walks that you guys have been having, right? You want people to get out and do some fit walks outdoors. Where are we headed for some of our walks coming up?
Well, in addition to our regularly scheduled fit walks, we are hitting the roads again with our Fit Walk Summer Series. So this is actually just an excuse to get out and really explore some different nooks and crannies around Lorain County. And so we're heading out to really check out some new walking paths together as a group. And so our first Summer Series walk will be on Monday, June 12th at 5:30 out in Columbia Township. At their township park, and it's a really nice area. They have a new walking path that was recently paved, and it's a quarter mile long, so it's a chance to either take a short walk or do the path a few times around and really add up those steps. So
these new a lot of these paths now, I guess communities look to find places to bring people to those. Sometimes the health department maybe kind of is part of a collaborative, maybe that says hey, if you need help with that, you know, you've done that before as well. So it's just when people have the excuse, well, I have nowhere to walk, I don't have sidewalks. Some of these rural areas don't have safe places to go. These parks then provide that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so Columbia Township Park is actually an example of the health district coming together along with township leaders who wanted to create that safe and walkable place. And so this is a result of a mini grant that we had with them a couple of years ago. And so the outcome of that is a safe place, and anyone can come and check it out, whether you're a Columbia Township resident or not. And so at this particular walk on June 12th, we'll be having prizes, chance to just socialize with others and get connected for a chance to win further prizes for the rest of the summer. And a couple of our other locations for our summer series, the next location will be Black River Landing in July on July 17th. And Black River Landing, you know, is really that awesome venue for, a lot of times we talk about it for events, but I think people don't realize that you can go down and enjoy the river walk any day of the week. So this summer series event there is just another excuse to kind of get out and check out Lorain County.
Some people think you've got to hit the pavement hard. You've got to run. You've got to work out strenuously. Talk a little bit about the simple benefits of walking.
Yeah, you know, walking is a chance to decrease your blood pressure, an opportunity to reduce body fat or maybe just maintain your healthy weight that you're at. And it also is a chance to lower the risk of chronic diseases like heart disease, stroke, diabetes. And, you know, those are some of the leading causes of injury as well as death in Lorain County. And so it's really important to the health district that we work with community residents as well as leaders to reduce everyone's risk for those diseases.
The key to this is just move. You know, walking is sort of the, pun intended, first step of kind of exercising and just getting out and moving too.
Absolutely. Whether it's, you know, going out with your coworkers at lunch or hitting up Summer Series Fit Walks some Monday evening. It's just about getting moving. You're right.
Talking this morning with Katie Bevan, health educator for Lorain County General Health District. Let's talk about the Gathering Hope House. What issues do you deal with there?
Yeah, so Gathering Hope House is a really great place in Lorain where they have people who have issues perhaps or struggle with some mental health issues. And so they take them under their wing to provide them support and connect them with the resources that those individuals need in order to really regain their mental health. But then also Gathering Hope House staff, they realize that in order to achieve kind of your optimal mental health status, you also need to pair that with physical health. And so they really go hand in hand, your mental health and your overall physical health. And so a couple of years ago, Gathering Hope House came to the health district and said, you know, look, we're looking for more ways for our members to live longer, healthier, happier lives, and yet we're not quite sure how to do that. And so working with the health district, Gathering Hope House was able to implement some really small changes, but had big results for their members. And so there's one lady in particular, and she's featured on our website if you want to visit there, LorraineCountyHealth.com, and you can see pictures of this woman named Karen, who was able to implement just really little changes that helped to relieve some of her symptoms of prediabetes, improved her overall mental health concerns, and also addressed some thyroid issues that she had. And so it's just a great example of how any organization can make small changes to help, whether it's their employees or their clients, to achieve optimal physical and mental health.
That's kind of a unique situation. A lot of times you think the health department, maybe they'll look at businesses to get ideas for that. You talk about promoting that. Here's an organization that's helping people that have some issues, say mental health or whatever. I know they do different things related to the arts as well, to kind of have that dealing with it. But your physical body still has an important impact on how your mental state is a lot of times. So
yeah, they really dovetail mental and physical health. And so really, if one component of your mind, body, or spirit is out of whack, then the rest of it is out of whack as well. And so that's where the health district has a chance to kind of work with these local organizations and businesses to improve the overall health of everyone.
So, Greg, I wear bifocals, and so sometimes the print on a page doesn't always appear the same way it does. And I looked at this one, and I thought it said prevent babies. And I thought, I don't understand how.
It goes hand in hand, doesn't it? I don't know.
I've learned that one time. I kind of know that sort of thing, but it actually says prevent rabies. How much of a big issue are we dealing with? I mean, we always think wild animals sort of in dogs, but what is the health department seeing related to rabies in this county?
Yeah, well, we're not seeing a big increase or anything like that with regards to rabies, but it's always a good idea to be vigilant about just how are we interacting with, whether it's wildlife or, you know, the neighborhood dogs. Understanding that when you approach a dog, for instance, you know, ask the owner first if the owner is with the dog. You know, may I pet your dog? Let the dog sniff you before you just go up and touch it. And these little habits are really important to teach our children as well. And so that's one small thing that, you know, anyone can do to kind of prevent any risk of a bite, perhaps. But then, you know, this is certainly camping season where people are out and about. And so if you see wildlife, we encourage you to really stay away as much as possible. And if you are bit by any animal, we do encourage people to go to a local emergency room so that they can be properly treated and reduce their risk for rabies.
Back in the day when I was a young'un, I would put peanut butter on bread. My mom and I would walk outside and I would hand that piece of bread to a squirrel. Probably not the best idea.
Probably not. Yeah.
Did you at least offer some milk? I mean, because,
it was kind of funny to watch the squirrel go at the peanut butter.
Well, yeah.
Was it chunky or creamy?
No,
peanut butter?
Creamy.
Wow. Okay.
Creamy.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was pretty good. I thought maybe you were going to hand it to a raccoon, because
that's the next step. Like, no, I'm not messing with a raccoon.
Advice, don't do that, because if you do, that raccoon will be back the next day knocking on your door.
Yeah.
Asking for anything like that. And, of course, we're now sort of in the time when there's sort of young animals out there that you see. And a lot of times you might come across a young animal who it doesn't really know how to behave. And sometimes, you don't want to get any too close to them and make sure that you kind of just give them their distance, I guess, when it comes to this sort of thing.
And, you know, what's kind of interesting is that the emergency rooms locally and the health district a couple years ago, we really identified together that people were paying too much in order to kind of follow through with their series of rabies shots. So should the people before, when they had been bit by an animal, they went to the emergency room and then they received their initial rabies vaccine to prevent the onset of the disease. But then people were then having to come back and then having to pay an additional fee every time they would kind of come back into the doctor's office or what have you. So we worked together a couple of years ago to really create a countywide policy, if you will, so that people would not have to incur additional hospital fees or what have you. And so, you know, we encourage people to go in, get their initial rabies vaccine, and then the health district is working along with the family, the animal owner, if there is an owner, as well as the ER to make sure that people receive their additional vaccine boosters, but then are not incurring additional fees. So we think that that was a really positive move when you're just looking at something as simple as rabies prevention.
Right. Because I do remember, that's what I always think when rabies, there's like these several numbers of shots that need to be given for you. But that's why you want to keep your distance as well from the animals. And if you do have the pets, make sure that they are up to date on their vaccines. That is also very important, mm-hmm. too, because some circumstances happen and you might be lax, then your dog might be needed to be quarantined and that sort of type of thing that nobody really wants to go through.
No, for sure not.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning, coming in and sharing some of the things. If people want to find out more about some of these fit walks or get some good healthy advice or find out more about how Karen was able to turn things around a bit, where can they go get some good information then?
Yeah, please visit LorraineCountyHealth.com. And if you have any needs, such as maybe making an appointment for immunizations or what have you, you can always call us. Talk to a real live person at 440-322-6367.
Katie Bevan, health educator, Lorain County General Health District. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate that.